A Duke University class is on a field trip to a Green Beret compound on Fort Bragg.
The one final thing, and I debated whether or not I wanted you guys to do this, because it's pretty brutal.
For the day, their professor is a special operations medic named Chandler, his gear still dusty from a recent deployment in Africa. The class is getting a whirlwind immersion in the job of combat medic, including how to keep breathing passages open. Matt Hawkins, a 24-year-old graduate student in mechanical engineering, gamely volunteers to have a stiff-looking hose shoved into his nose, way into his nose.
So, bevel towards the septum, if you take nostril.
Oh, yeah, it kind of hurts.
It's the first semester of a course called Hacking for Defense, and a tiny part of the potential solution to a daunting problem, how to keep the U.S. number one in defense technology. The course tackles real-world problems like streamlining the gear that medics carry. Hawkins said that when he heard about the course, he was intrigued.
I saw a lot of opportunity, largely because the problems weren't defined yet. All you knew was that you'd be getting put in a small team. You would be trying to, you know, get an idea started that you could eventually maybe even start a company out of. And that was really attractive.
Hawkins has interned with an aerospace company and is interested in aeronautical engineering. He's not just smart and tech savvy, but athletic. Members of his family who he deeply respects are veterans. And in another era, he might have joined up. But while he's so keenly interested in helping the military that he cheerfully volunteered for that tube up the nose, he figures actually enlisting isn't a good fit.
The problems that I want to tackle are a little bit broader than what I believe I could do as a serviceman. And I think not going through the military would give me a little bit more flexibility in terms of my use of time.
Making him exactly the kind the Pentagon needs to reach. The class is led by Tommy Sowers. He's a Special Forces team leader turned tech startup guy turned kind of solutions ambassador between the military and civilian worlds. Sowers' title is Southeast Director for MD5. This small Pentagon program has people like him in about 7 tech-centric regions and 4 universities now, and it's about to add dozens more.
For our nation to continue to succeed, we can't just tap into the 1% of folks that are serving. So our organization is trying to create new pathways for those in universities, those in the venture tech world, to serve their country doing what they do best and helping us adopt the best technology that's out there.
MD5 is just one of several Pentagon initiatives aimed at harnessing civilian brain power. Peter Singer at the think tank New America says there are 2 key reasons for the new programs. One is the nature of what the military needs.
The technologies themselves, whether it's AI or robotics, are not inherently military. And the Pentagon is finding that the civilian market is the one that's doing the cutting edge work. And therefore, they need to reach across to it in better ways.
And the second reason for all these military ambassadors to the civilian capitals of innovation?
China, 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 China.
Singer says China is the kind of economic, military, and technological competitor that the U.S. hasn't faced in decades. Our political system is different, so we aren't likely to force a national effort to make advances in, say, artificial intelligence. But the Pentagon can counter by reaching out to the private sector. Singer says it could take a couple of decades before we know whether that works. Hawkins, the young engineering student, thinks it could.
These problems, they require creative solutions. And I think trying to outsource them to the people who live in a society where creativity is encouraged, and then giving a little bit of financial incentive to that, just encouragement or mentorship in the case of this class, I think that that's a really healthy model.
And it's a model that reached him, which is a start. This is Jay Price reporting.